ओम ज्ञानं तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय दंडवत प्रणाम सेट द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नित्यला श्रीमद भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज श्री गुरुदेव and Nitla Srimad Bhaktivedanta Sri Vam Gosai Maharaj Sri Gurudev to entire Rupanukariya Guru Varga and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our guardians and to especially Sri Nitla Srimad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Gosai Maharaj who's auspicious Tirubhav Tithi we're observing today. One day before this, return Rath Yatra. No, I think previously his Tiruvav Tithi fell on the same day as Rath Yatra, I think, on the previous years. So anyhow, we hear that when Prabhupada was doing his preaching, was doing his bhajan in Mayapur, no, he was doing this Shatakoti Nama Yakya, chanting the holy names 1 crore times, 10 crore times. No, he was following all these vratas, eating only like once a day, very less. And as the moon went into Amavasya, he would decrease. And as the moon would go into Purnima, he would increase what he would eat little by little. So this way, we hear how he was performing such difficult austerities. But for whom? For the welfare of the world, not for his own self. No, his austerities were not like that, like those of the yogis. His austerities were for the welfare of the world. Because who is Prabhupada? Prabhupada is Nayanamani Manjari. No. He is the personification of Srimati Radhika's sidelong glance. No. He is the personification of the pupil of her eyes. No. We hear that all these different maidservants, they embody each of Srimati Radhika's bhavs. Like there is Rup Manjari, who embodies Srimati Radhika's Rupa. There's Rati Manjari, who embodies her Rati. There's Prem Manjari, who embodies her Prem. Leela Manjari embodies her pastimes. Bhav Manjari embodies all her ecstatic bhavs. And this way there's Rag Manjari, embodies her Rag. This way we see, you know, all these different Manjaris. Vinod Manjari, she increases, she is like the Vinod of Srimati Radhika. No, so this way, Prabhupada, he is Nayanamani Manjari. No, so there's no need for him to do any of this. No, but still he did. For who? For the welfare of the world. So then we hear that the Panchratta themselves gave darshan to Prabhupada. No, the Panchratta gave darshan to Prabhupada and they told him, now you must go preach. Now you have done so much bhajan that you must go distribute this wealth of prem. Because we know then that the society in Bengal was very degraded. No, like just a few days before we heard, there was this Nada Nedi, you know, they're saying, oh, that you can offer boga to Mahaprabhu, some vegetarian food during the day, but during the night just offer fish to him. No, there's a Daru Sanyasi, means he's dressed in saffron robes, but he has a wife and he's drinking wine, alcohol. So many apasampradayas, no? These Gauranga Nagaris who say Mahaprabhu is like Krishna, we can have a conjugal relationship with him. So many different apasampradayas. So there was a great need for Prabhupada to preach this movement of Mahaprabhu. Because it is said that society in general had lost faith in the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. No, they'd be given money and they would go behind dead bodies singing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So society had lost faith in them. No, the Babajis were like that. So Prabhupada had this mission to re-establish Daivi Varnashram Dharma. No, this Varnashram Dharma which is related to the soul, not to the body. You know, so therefore he had this mission. So then Panchatattva, they said, you must go and preach. He said, but how will I preach? I have no one. No. He said, no, anyhow, we will send our own associates to help you. You will be helped in every regard. So you must go and preach. No. So this way, Prabhupada, it was seen how he had no one. But still, gradually, one by one, all these different associates, they started coming. No, our Param Gurudev and Paramananda Prabhu, Kunjabihari Prabhu, and all these different associates, Narhari Seva Vigraha Prabhu, and all of them, one by one, they started coming. And then Prabhupada's preaching, day by day, it started to increase more and more, more and more. And then we hear that the first place he went to preach was Calcutta. Some say that Gaurakishoradas Babaji Maharaj, he told Prabhupada that don't preach in Calcutta. And so this way, some may think that he did avagya by preaching in Calcutta. But we must know that wherever there is Prabhupada, how can that place be a mundane city? No, that place is like Vaikuntha itself. So when Gaurakishoradas Babaji Maharaj said, don't preach in Calcutta, he was actually cheating all these other people. He was deceiving them. But to the sincere seekers of the truth, he was saying that wherever Prabhupada is, that place is Mayapur, that place is Vrindavan. No. In fact, some devotees, they left Prabhupada's association in Mayapur to come and stay with Babaji Maharaj in Navadvip. And Gaurakishoradas Babaji Maharaj said, what have you done? You have no sense. They said, Varshabhanavi Devi Daitadas, Vimala Prasad, he's only speaking about this Aishwarya, Vaikunthiya Bhakti. He's not speaking about this Madhuryamayi Bhakti. So we cannot stay there. We want to stay with you. Then he said, what are you saying? By offending one Vaishnava, you're trying to have the grace of another Vaishnava. And you don't realize that wherever he is, Mahaprabhu is there, Radha and Krishna are there, everyone are there. You don't have so much sense. Now go fall at his feet and beg for forgiveness. So here we see that Prabhupada, wherever he is, that place is Vaikuntha. That place is non-different from Golok Vrindavan. No. So say when Prabhupada was preaching, he started preaching in Calcutta, slowly, slowly everyone started coming to him. No. Even Param Gurudev, he actually met Prabhupada first in Mayapur, and the second time he met him in Calcutta. There. Everyone, Srila Sridhar Maharaj met him there, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, everyone, Audaloi Maharaj, all of them, they all met him there, Jajavar Maharaj in Calcutta. So if Prabhupada would have not preached in Calcutta, none of them would have met him there. Even Swami Maharaj, he met him there in 1922, 23. So this way, he started preaching there in Bengal. And already by then, Bengal was like creating a revolution in all of India. Because most of the freedom fighters, they were from Bengal. And most of these spiritual, like revolutionaries, they were also from Bengal. No, like this Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, Aurobindo, so many, all of them were from there. No. So this way, they all started coming, converging there in Calcutta. So one such, so as we hear, Prabhupada, he started preaching there by opening temples. And there we hear that he would have dioramas. No, he would have all these paintings and pictures of all these different pastimes of Sri Krishna, Sri Ram and Mahaprabhu. Because he said, in Kali Yuga especially, you must only stress on Krishna, Ram and Mahaprabhu, who are Leela Purushottam, Maryada Purushottam and Prem Purushottam. And especially in Kali Yuga, if you see, the worship of Mahaprabhu is even greater than the worship of Krishna. No, for us, Mahaprabhu is like our everything. No, more than even Krishna. Because who will... Krishna has appeared as Mahaprabhu to teach us how to do sadhana. No, like Navadvip is more merciful than Vrindavan. Because no offenses are considered. So he was showing all these leelas. So then he was drawing all of Calcutta's people to come near him. So then we hear that one such personality who came to him was Madhusudan Maharaj. It is said he was the editor of this Calcutta newspaper, this Amrit Bazar Patrika. No. So when he came to Prabhupada, then he saw all these things there. No, that time he saw all the evil practices in Bengal that people were engaged in. No. like in the name of bhajan, they were doing sense gratification and so many things. No. Like we've heard that Leela, that pastime from the Vaishnavas, that once one father, he told his son to look after the Saligram Shila. And what did that son do? He saw that there was a tree with many ripe fruits, ripe berries. So he started taking the Saligram Shila and he started throwing the Shilas at the berries. Because he couldn't reach out to them, he was very small. So there were like 10, 15 Saligram Shilas. He took one, he would throw it on the fruit. And if he would miss, again he would run, take another one and throw it. And so when his father returned, he got very scared. Then what did he do? He kept one of those same berries there as a Saligram Shila. Then when his father called him, gave him one tight slap. Then he said, "This, where is the Saligram Shila?" Then this is what was happening then. So all these things were being exposed. So he was very much influenced, Nishkina Madhusudan Maharaj. So then gradually inquiring more and more from Prabhupada, Prabhupada told him that you're a young man. No, rather than wasting your time, what is the meaning of Amrit Bazaar Patrika? Means they're claiming that this newspaper is distributing nectar, but really they're distributing poison. No, they're only speaking about the material world, about all the bad things that are happening here. Rather, you must focus on the spiritual nectar. No, our purpose is to distribute Vaikunthiya Varta, not this Jadjagat Varta. No, we want to distribute this Vaikunthiya Varta, the news of Vaikuntha. We are Vaikuntha's peons. No. Like one disciple, he was describing Swami Maharaj. He said that when he saw Swami Maharaj at any of the places, he realized that Swami Maharaj was a diplomat of the spiritual world. No, he was like that. He was a representative of the spiritual world. So Prabhupada, he spoke to him and he said, "You must not waste your time. You must come join us in our mission. Don't waste your time anymore." So then immediately he left everything. And he was also high-class Brahmin. So you can imagine then in Bengal, they already had so much hate towards Prabhupada because they were thinking all of them are orthodox Brahmins. No, they would not even travel in trains because they were so scared of traveling in trains that even if the shadow of a non-Brahmin would fall on them, then they felt they were impure. Even the shadow of a non-Brahmin felt on them. So you can imagine then, what is he doing? He's spoiling all these Brahmin boys and he's making others into Brahmins. So this way, anyhow, he didn't care. Madhusudan Maharaj for society, and he joined Prabhupada's mission. And then he started serving in all these publication departments and in this preaching. And he was given this name, Narottamananda Brahmachari. Oh. Then he performed such nice seva that during this Navadvip Dham Pracharini Sabha, during this assembly, in every year during Gaur Purnima, Prabhupada would give out these Gaur Ashirvad certificates. Means like, he would give out some titles to his disciples. Like Param Gurudev, he gave Kriti Ratna, and then Aprakrit, Bhakti Sarang Prabhu, Rag Kumud. No, this Upadeshak, Maha Upadeshak, Upadeshak Trik. This way, so many different titles he would give. So this way, he gave this title to Madhusudan Maharaj. "You are Kamal. You are like this lotus that blooms." No, you are like one name of Mahaprabhu is Brahma Padambuja. No, why is Mahaprabhu called Brahma Padambuja? He's like this Ambuja, this lotus of the Brahminical line. He's making this Brahminical lineage blossom as a lotus. So similarly, Prabhupada, he gave him this title, Kamal, that you are a lotus, that you make the society of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas bloom in your presence. No, and you yourself also blossom. So he sent him preaching everywhere. And then as we hear, he said, "Now you must go to Mumbai and preach there." So he was preaching there. So then some were thinking that, oh, he's leaving Prabhupada's direct association, what to do? And Prabhupada said, "No, even if I'm not there physically, I'm always there with you. No, don't ever feel that way. No, you go there." No. So then even in Bombay, he was experiencing Prabhupada's direct presence there. No. Like one Swami Maharaj, he was very sick. He was about to leave his life in America, actually. So then someone might say that, oh, he's leaving his life in America, no, which is far away from Mayapur, Vrindavan. But Swami Maharaj, he said, "This is Prabhudatta Desh. This, my spiritual master has offered these places to me to preach in. So even if I leave my body here, no harm," he said. "It is like leaving my body in Vrindavan itself," he said. is how much faith they had in their guru's orders. So this way, Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, he started preaching there. He established a nice center there. And also he received many nice letters there from Prabhupada, which encouraged him in his preaching. And especially if you see, for us, Madhusudan Maharaj, we hear his name so many times. No. Because we see that Gurudev, what to speak of having affection for him, he had so much love and affection for his disciples also. One disciple in his Pushpanjali to Srila Gurudev, he remarked that when he was in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, there he saw Gurudev surrounded by so many disciples. No, hundreds of them. So he was thinking, how can I go offer pranams to him? No, he's surrounded by so many people. Oh, what can I do? He said, no. Then Gurudev, he pointed him out. Anyhow, he saw him and he called him. He said, come here. Then anyhow, Gurudev said, make way for him. Let him come here. And this Maharaj, he came in front of Gurudev. And Gurudev embraced him. He said, there must never be distance between God brothers, he said. He said, your Guru Maharaj, he's my Siksha Guru. He's, you know, he helped me so much in my life. So we hear how when Madhusudan Maharaj was sent preaching to Bihar, to Vardhaman and all these places. First, when he went to Vardhaman, there he met Trivikram Maharaj. No, he met him there. And as we hear that time, Trivikram Maharaj, his name was Radhika Charan. No, his name was Radhika Charan. So anyhow, he was very rebellious then. So then he was asking so many questions to Narottamananda Prabhu, saying, what is so special about the Gaudiya Math's preaching? How is it any different from the preaching of the Ramakrishna mission? No, so then Narottamananda Prabhu was speaking, what Sanatan Dharma is, what Mahaprabhu's mission is, all these different things. And he inspired Trivikram Maharaj so much. Trivikram Maharaj, he said, why have you come here? He said, oh, I'm preaching and also I'm collecting for this Bengal Prachar. No, I'm collecting some vegetables. So then he said, oh, I have so many pumpkins, potatoes, anything you want, I'll give you truckloads. But then his parents refused. Even his grandfather, who had promised to Srimati Radhika that I will offer him to your lotus feet, he said, no, don't give anything to these babas. Don't give anything. Trivikram Maharaj became so angry. He said, what's wrong with you? He's so noble. No, he's preaching so selflessly. Why you don't want to give anything to him? He said, no, don't give. Then Trivikram Maharaj anyhow went to the bank to get some money. Then they told the bank manager also, don't give any money to him. He's become crazy now. So then anyhow, he had a very nice watch. He sold that watch away and he gave money to Narottamananda Prabhu. No, rather he sponsored something and he gave it. And then that same year, he bought so many things for the temple there. He sent so many to Devananda Gaudiya Math in Navadvip. You know, so Trivikram Maharaj, he was so much influenced, he left home and he joined the temple there. And we heard also that when Narottamananda Prabhu was sent to Bihar, he asked Param Gurudev, why are you sending me to Bihar of all places? No, because Bihar is like a Hindi heartland. No, Hindi was first spoken in Bihar. The first state in India to accept Hindi as its national language was Bihar. So he's like, at least go to different places of Bengal. Why Bihar? But then he said, no, you must go. There's a gem waiting there, a jewel. So then when he went to Bihar, there, as you know, he met Srila Gurudev there. No, Gurudev, he was posted as a police officer there. And there was another police officer who hosted Narottamananda Prabhu in his house for 7 days. As Narottamananda Prabhu, he was very expert in speaking the Bhagavat. So then Gurudev also, he went there to listen. And then he heard Narottamananda Prabhu speak about all the different histories of Bhagavatam. And then he was saying how that this life is very temporary. You know, anything can happen at any time. There is no guarantee. So with whatever time you have left, make the best use of it. Because you can never trust tomorrow. You know, so all these words, they touched Gurudev's heart so much. So then he also asked Narottamananda Prabhu some questions, saying like, oh, I'm used to chanting the Maha Mantra in another way. First I chant this Hare Ram and then Hare Krishna. So why are you chanting the other way, Hare Krishna and then Hare Ram? And then Madhusudan Maharaj was quoting from all these scriptures that actually this is the way, Hare Krishna and Hare Ram. This is mentioned in all the Upanishads, Kali Santaran Upanishad, all the other Chaitanya Upanishad and all these places, that this is the way to chant the Maha Mantra. No. And then he was saying like, oh, what about Ram and Krishna? Who is more superior? So Madhusudan Maharaj was saying, in Tattva they are one. Of course, we know Gurudev is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna, but he's playing this part of a seeker, of who's being very inquisitive. And he said, Ramchandra, he from the one, but Krishna is more merciful than Ram. No, Ram rejected Sita Devi because of some doubts his citizens had, but Krishna accepted even those queens who were imprisoned for 1 year in Narakasura's jail. And then he explained about Mahaprabhu, who Mahaprabhu is. He's Krishna himself, who appeared only 400 years back. So must take shelter. So then we hear Gurudev was so much influenced. And then again after class in the night, he would sit the whole night with him and speak to him. It is said they spoke in English because Madhusudan Maharaj did not know Hindi and Gurudev did not know Bengali. So they spoke to each other in English for some time. No. So they said they got accustomed to each other, and then we hear that Gurudev also, he left home. And then he also joined the temple and they were all together there. No, all together. So we hear that even when Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was established in 1941, Narottamanandapur was also there, along with Swami Maharaj and Param Gurudev. And then when Narottamananda Prabhu started his own mission, no, Madhusudan Maharaj in Vardhaman, he was so attached to Gurudev, even after Gurudev had taken initiation, had been serving the mission for so many years, he told Gurudev, actually, you join me, he said, because I like you so much, you know, you have to join me. Because then Param Gurudev, he heard this, no, that he heard anyhow that Madhusudan Maharaj, he likes Gurudev so much. So then, Param Gurudev, as we hear, Gurudev, he relates this history that Param Gurudev told Madhusudan Maharaj, Gaur Narayan, he likes listening to my Harikatha more, he said. So then, Madhusudan Maharaj, he became very upset when he heard that from Param Gurudev. No, so then, Gurudev said, Madhusudan Maharaj became a little upset even at Gurudev also when he heard that. So then, Gurudev asked Param Gurudev that, why is he so upset at me? So Param Gurudev said that, when you offered everything for me, all the love and affection that you had, everything, you were mine. No, I could not let you go. I have so much mamata for you. No. So then anyhow, Madhusudan Maharaj, things were reconciled later. So then anyhow, Gurudev would go and always, and he would visit his temple, and he honored him so much as his beloved Siksha Guru. So much so that even when Madhusudan Maharaj entered into Nityalila in 1993, I think the Vaishnavas were also there with some Mathura Vasis. And they saw the Samadhi ceremony of Madhusudan Maharaj in Mayapur. So Gurudev had so much respect for him, so much honor for him, even Trivikram Maharaj also. They always considered him as their beloved Siksha Guru, who brought them to the temple and who looked after them with so much love. So he's a very intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. And I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. And I pray that this drop of his Guru Nishtha can also appear in our hearts. Anshakalpataru Vishya Kripasan Vecha Itanam Bhavani Pyavishnu Bhyo Namo Namaha.
Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpataru Vishya Kripasan Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishna Vyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to Rupanuga Guru Varga and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today we're observing the disappearance day, Tirubhavtithi of Shishmad Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Goswami Maharaj. We've just heard that to us, we consider him like very dear in our family because he's like Srila Gurudev's Vartma Pradarshak Guru. It is by his preaching that Gurudev came to this family and he became a disciple of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. So we just heard that Srila Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, he appeared in a like Brahmin family. During the time when Prabhupada started his preaching, his Gaudiya Math, then he was a reporter. And we've heard from this like famous Bengali Patrika. So one of the main activities, like famous, well-publicized activities of the Gaudiya Math, they hold these exhibits, this Sat Shiksha Pradarshini, like these exhibits where they have all these light shows, these artworks, and like many presentations. So then they also came, him with other reporters, to report on this event. And that's how they met with the devotees. But by nature, like from a Brahmin family, then he's very inquisitive. And he was attracted. He's been asking many questions. Therefore, the devotees did not hesitate later on to bring him directly to Prabhupada. And from that time, he met Prabhupada and he heard all the conceptions of Prabhupada about this Bhagavad Dharma, about Bhagavad Parampara, like this. And therefore, he became so attracted that oftentimes now he would come. Any free time, he would come. He would listen to Harikatha Kirtan going to the mat in Bagbazar. So then we know that later on, after he really like decided that, oh, really, what is purpose of life? But to surrender to this personality. Therefore, he asked to become initiated, and therefore Prabhupada gave him the name Narottamananda Brahmachari. He was one of those Brahmacharis. And everyone acknowledges his, like him as a reporter, he has this very keen way to observe and also to repeat what he has heard. So he's a very good speaker. And therefore, Prabhupada see this also, and Prabhupada therefore engaged him in like preaching activities. So then Prabhupada saw there was this big preaching program headed by Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj to Bombay. Then that was the first time he was given this engagement, because Prabhupada will soon follow to that place. It said that they have this program organized by like the chairman of the Theosophical Society that time in that place, some engineer, MP engineer. And he's also the first like lawyer in this independent India, something like that. So he organized this program, and he himself became so encouraged and he very impressed by the activities of the devotees. So therefore, when Prabhupada came, then he himself invited Prabhupada, you should have a mat here. So before he could answer to that person's invitation, it is said Prabhupada, he looked onto Narottamananda Brahmachari and asking him, will this be a cause of inconvenience if I give you this order to stay here and have a mat here? And it is said that he actually quoted a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, in this song, Atmane Vedan, where it says, like, any inconveniences that is out of service for you is actually a cause of pleasure, like this. So you cannot say that, also, whether it's inconvenience, like distress or happiness, these things out of service for you, this will be for the end of my like ignorance. So he said that for a Kanishtha Adhikari, it is very beneficial really to have direct association of Guru. But he said, but I know that you will not deprive me of this kind of benefit. Because if you give this order and I follow this, then you will also provide me this kind of benefit, that as I'm serving you in a far away and in the distant. So as you wish, then you can. And therefore, it is said that then he took charge. He started taking charge there in Bombay. And Prabhupada, he saw, because time to time, Prabhupada would look at activities of his disciples. He saw how they always describe him very enthusiastic and very expert in like speaking, especially in Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada sent him a whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam, also writing his name there, Narottamananda Brahmachari. And he would also always mention that this is Prabhupada's gift to remind me that this is the duty of my life. So always to constantly just speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. And then this will be my perfection, like this, following this. And so that is how he's spending his time. Prabhupada very pleased that later on, because of his service, Prabhupada gave him this title. Usually on Guru Purnima, then Prabhupada would give this Gaura Ashirvad, this like titles, like blessings of Mahaprabhu. And yeah, for him, he gave the title Bhakti Kamal. Later on, when he took sannyas, because he took sannyas from Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he retained that title and put it on his sannyas name. And that's why up to now we know him as Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. So we know that this is how he's one of the great preachers of Prabhupada. When Prabhupada like manifest his disappearance pastime, and we know that he was later on when Param Gurudev established his Devananda Gaudiya Math, then he was one of the pioneer, like founding members of that. Him, also Bhakti Alok Paramahansa Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami, like Prabhupada, that time he was a grihastha. So they were like founding, they were with Param Gurudev. So they were in Devananda Gaudiya Math and they were helping preaching. And so when that's why by his preaching, then we know. And that will be like, for that we'll always be indebted to him, that he has brought to Param Gurudev the jewel of our sampradaya, this guru parampara. Our Srila Gurudev Bhaktivinoda Narayan Goswami Maharaj, our Srila Bhakti Vedanta Trivikram Goswami Maharaj. So, in Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj, he wrote many like Pushpanjalis on different Prabhupada's like disciples. So he mentioned that later on when he had this mat in Mayapur, later on he established his own mat. Now he's Sannyasi Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. He established his mat in Mayapur. That mat, I think that's just in between Chaitanya Gaudiya Math and Gopinath Gaudiya Math. There's like a big mat there. So in when he established that mat, then they invited like so many people. They installed their new deities. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he was like, as usual, he was always the one like installing deities. So there was this big event. Then Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj, he was telling that this was the first time he had this unique like conception of Mahaprasad from Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj. And I think I mentioned this before, because sometimes I wonder like where did it ever start, that sometimes like we take some offering for Thakurji, and as soon as that's taken already and brought to the temple, then we can serve already prasad, even before this prasadam returned. And sometimes I always wonder, like, where did it ever start like this? So actually it started from him, because it is said that during that time, like big festival, and this, it was becoming late already, because there was all this installation, and then there'll be aarti also. So he ordered Maharaj that, okay, as soon as tell the cooks to like prepare the plates and for Thakurji, then immediately bring to the temple, because as soon as it's there, then I will already serve Mahaprasad to the devotees. He said that the devotees, we have invited them, they are our like object of our service. We acknowledge that they have many services for Krishna also. We have services for their spiritual masters, and we have taken their time to come here. So they have come to participate, but we don't want to delay. So there's some delay, but we have to understand that in certain circumstances, it does not necessarily mean that prasadam is only when, as soon as the bhog, like it's offered, and then when it's returned and mixed with the rest of the like preparation, then only that time it's prasad. He said like, actually for the devotees, you know, when like in Bhagavad Gita, And Gurudev explained like this, that there's this thing that all that you eat, all that you do, all that you eat, should be as an offering to me. Mm? And Gurudev actually explained that actually this is not really on the platform of highest bhakti, like pure bhakti. This is still because you already taken that and then you offer. Mm? Actually, even before taking, you should. Everything is already for Krishna. The devotee is like that. Mm. So the same way, devotees, whatever the activity is, the whole thing is it's everything prasadam. Anyhow, the moment is brought to the temple, then he said at certain circumstances, then okay, no harm. We serve that to the devotees because already Krishna accepted that like this. So that's his conception. And Bhaktivedanta Bhartamahārāja said, that was the first time that I've heard such conception. But then we see this sometimes we follow. We have big festivals, and because it's very late, then even before arti is finished, then we're already serving. Because already Krishna, actually Krishna can eat in a split second. We offer. But of course, it said that We do offering accordingly, like human-like pastime. So therefore, sometimes you think, you wait 15 minutes like that. But Krishna can do in a second. And already, it's already from the very beginning, the devotee is cooking. It's already in that mood of offering. And Krishna already is waiting. And sometimes by love, even before that, Krishna already going to kitchen and eating. Before even offering, because of the love of the devotees. So anyhow, Vaishnavas, they have this conception, and sometimes we may not understand, and therefore we criticize or what kind of system is this, like this. But in this way, we can reconcile. So Srila Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, he was one of the great preachers that time, during pastime of Prabhupada and also after, then it said that today in this month of Rath Yatra, then he disappeared. He chose this time to disappear. And we know how the devotees felt so much this separation or this feeling of this transcendental lamentation. And you can read this in some writing of Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. He wrote something in a glorification of this personality on his disappearance. So today also we remember him, although we've not met him personally, but hearing his glories, may this give us more inspiration to become bona fide members of this family of Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Bancha Kalpataruvyascha Kipasindu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavu.
Om Gyan Timirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mancha Kalpaturubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Badanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurutisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Ethai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Javete Vighnanas Abhishta Puran Jayasti Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram Hari. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Gaudiya Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Lajjatra Mahamasav ki jai, Samavet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Now is tomorrow Shayan Ekadashi, Dev Shayani, Chaturmasya starting. This Ekadashi day two, Krishna going for sleeping 4 months, then Bhaktas for Chaturmasya Vrata, 4 months. What Vrata? Krishna sleeping, then Bhaktas are also sleeping. You know? You going to America, Siberia, New York, now winter coming, all BRC 6 months for going sleeping, snake sleeping, 6 months frog sleeping, then not eating. Hari is sleeping, then Hari is followers also sleeping. They're sleeping 6 months, Hari is sleeping 4 months. So now tomorrow to good day. Why Krishna sleeping then? Devotees, followers, definitely sleeping. This is Vrata. Sei Vrata, Sei Japa, Sei Mora Mantra Japa, Sei Mora Bhajana Pujan, Sei Mora Rasamdi, Sei Mora Bhansa Siddhi, Sei Mora Jivan Er Jivan. What Jivan? Only sleeping Vrata. Ekadasi Vrata, Swayan Ekadasi. So now very nice opportunity coming. No more hot. Sleep will be very easy, very nice. But Hari is sleeping night time or daytime, this is asking him. Hari Shayan, before Hari never sleeping. Day night not sleeping, no time. He has no time. Now he is sleeping night time or daytime, yet 24 hours. Shayan Ekadasi means, Shayane Padmanabhansa. South India going, all deities are sleeping, lying. They are not sitting, not standing. Sometimes right side, sometimes left side, sometimes straight. Never he was looking any deity stand, only Krishna, he is standing. He all time busy boy, he never sleeping. So this Swayan Ekadasi tomorrow. Hari Swayan going, then our Bhakti Kamal Madhusudan Maharaj, his Hari is for arranging for bed. He is thinking, he's sleeping, now I am going Khir Samudra, Khir Sagar, and then arranging nice arrangement. Mahalakshmi, all are running, Chamar and all Vaikunthiya, all arrangement. Why I am telling like this? This is his course, and first time he came in this Calcutta. That time Ulta Dingi, Ashram, no Bagh Bazar. That time Ulta Dingi, rent house, there is temporary center. There is all Bhakta devotees, arranging nice exhibition. Then his reporter, and he is also editor, Amrita Bazar, this newspaper. Then he is coming for report, or reporter taking report, but he is coming sometime direct checking for. Then he is asking some devotees, before I am hearing Naradrishi, only Vaikunthiya news he is bringing and spreading and giving. Naradrishi has connection and relation within God. Vaikunthiya and this planet, all planet, do you have any connection, relation with this Vaikunthiya planet? You know God news? Yeah, you are speaking only your this drama, joke, not only. You are speaking real, right, proper. Then I am printing and publishing. Then Bhaktaja say, yes, yes, you come with me, meeting with my Guru Maharaj, his spiritual master. You are this world editor. My Guru Maharaj is spiritual world editor. You are only printing this ordinary local news. My Guru Maharaj printing is all spiritual news. Prabhupada has Vaikunthi Vartabaho, or his all magazine, Vaikunthi Varta. Then he is, so I am sometime coming and meeting with him. Say, no, just now, you asking, just now you meeting. Say, I am meeting and then he is taking me with him and then, see, this is good. What is bad? Say, I am not prepared now. I am not ready to going. Meeting with Narad Rishi, meaning spiritual master, meaning your all attachment finish. He has knowledge. He is good Brahmin family, also scholar, also qualified personality. Also he has got faith also. Therefore he says, I am meeting with the spiritual master, then I can return. I am not going back. Are you telling your master is Vaikunthi? He has come from there. Then definitely I am meeting, then he is taking me and he is telling. Devotees are, say, big editor, also with him many reporter, alone they will coming within staff, like a media coming, then with his staff coming. So now he came and then Prabhupada with his meeting, Prabhupada starting this Harikatha. He is one word is drinking this more than mantra and Oshodhi. He is before hearing Satang Prasangan Mamabhirji Samvidu. Sadhus, anything speaking, this is Krishna Shakti. Krishna telling Mamabhirji, my Shakti. All power is there. See, ordinary people has little bit power, but spiritual master has a lot of power. And he is hearing, and everything is taking note. That time, now like computer, printing, typing, that time no. That time called stenograph, shorthand. Like one sentence, one line. This much, many things. This is before India. I don't know Western country, but India is all everywhere available. No need writing this much. You speaking, only one drop, the understanding, this. So he scholar, he know, and is near many. After his next day, he's gone, Amritabha Patrika, full of paper, newspaper, only Prabhupada lectures. What is spiritual master telling? How much powerful, how much they have catching power, how they are changing jiva, and how much they have attraction power. He many things glorifying. Meanings, like is one thing is summary, and after is explaining, exploding, like is one verse is purport writing. Similar Prabhupada near anything is hearing, everything very nicely within big purport is writing. Also Prabhupada near is in this newspaper came. Prabhupada said this person is very nice, qualified, but you understand man? Harikatha. He is realizing, feeling, then he is possible, is writing. Otherwise, people no understanding, then people not possible explaining, not glorifying. Prabhupada very happy. Prabhupada say, you inviting him, calling him. One day here prasadam for, program for, our class for. But no need inviting Prabhupada, inviting anybody, that person possible staying in anywhere. Not possible. Guru Vaishnava, anybody is for remembering and thinking, then they are automatically close to them. And Guru Vaishnava no like, you try to coming near, impossible. They no like. They like this person is distance, then it's better. materialistic people. Too much. Oh, asasanga. How will be distance? Oh, Krishna, save me. That this person never coming. No, this person more coming also. Anyhow, then remembering negative, positive. This is power. They like to change, but this person is very powerful. Then Prabhupada is thinking, evening then Prabhupada class before he came. And he is taking interview all brahmacharis. New, anybody came, he is taking interview all. Asking everybody, why you come Gaudiya Math? Many ladies near asking, why you coming here? What is here? Is it you tasting? What is sweet here? And why they are doing kirtan? Why doing tilak? Everything taking interview. Next day he is giving newspaper. You cannot believe within picture, photo. Surprise all. That time, like today to 100 years before, not like technology. Then black and white camera, also British, only arranging British first in India camera. But not ordinary people has. Only very, very rich people, yeah, qualified person, they know. That time gramophone, one thing. Recorder and gramophone, big recorder. And there is one pin and moving, and then sound is coming. Very nice that time technology, but not now like. So then that person taking interview. Also taking interview whom? He looking, anybody cooking, cleaning pots. Says, why you cleaning pots this temple? Your servant, Babel servant? No. So are you doing? He is shouting. Who are you? Why asking me? Cleaning my heart. Chetudarpana Marjanam. Giving lectures. Surprise, one person cleaning pots, he is also telling Chetudarpana Marjanam. He is asking one lady, old lady, grooming. Stairs and road and this and that. Talk with her. Asking, why you are grooming? So this is Vrindavan. This is Golok Vrindavan. I am here grooming. I am his Jatkinkari Subhasya Kholukagu Bhagni. Parasya Ursasya Sikhanda Mule. Jasya Kadar Sanide Vishwanu Jaya Tatkeli Kunja Bhavanangana Marjanisham. He is surprised. What is saying? Then road is cleaning until I am cleaning Vrindavan. I am proving Vrindavan. His next day, he is giving article. Oh, paper is now is everybody too much attacked. And he is writing more sweetly. One lady, old lady brooming and telling I am Vrindavan brooming. One cleaning pots, I am asking, he is telling he is Chetudarpana Marjanam, he is cleaning heart. How is this answer? How is the power? Like every day is coming, his duty now is interview. Anybody hearing Harikatha coming, asking him. Prabhupada, also he is going Prabhupada, they are respecting. And hearing Harikatha Prabhupada near. Essence, he is also, this is translating and writing newspaper. Also he is not is only translating, like now America government, this anywhere you phone call, yeah, anything writing, they have all reserved. Or unsettled. Very clever, mental. Everything is reserving. Their time, these news printers, yeah, auditor, yeah, this, all are, they are very, all, everything reserving. Anytime any court case come, any problems come, then they showing everything, what I am writing. So, that time Prabhupada, all classes, lectures, everybody, they are reserving, but this, Maharaj, this very expert. Then Prabhupada saying, our, this magazine is printing Gaudiya, harmonist, also this Amrita Bazar Patrika, this statements is English. no Hindi. One Bengali, one English. Anand Bazar Patrika, Jugantar Patrika, Bengali. Amrita Bazar, two types of, one English, one half-half. And another one, statements, that one only English. So, that time British time also, British also reading. Everybody reading, everybody's news. So, Maharaj is this. Prabhupada, very close to, very fast is coming. And Prabhupada, every day, Harikatha after also, giving some time for him. After, he is telling, you Bhaktivinoda Thakur books, reading, but our Goswami's books is you reading. Then you realizing and understanding everything. Maharaj for first time Prabhupada giving Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada telling 10th canto not reading everybody's book. But full set Bhagavatam is giving this Narottamananda Prabhu first. And telling you are qualified, you giving Bhagavat class. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is telling Raghunath Bhatta, you Bhagavat class giving, you know. That day, Prabhupada saying, Aham Vetmi Sukho Vetti, Vaiso Vetti Navettiva, Bhakta Bhagavat Grajyam, Nacha Buddha, Nacha Tukaya. Telling, Sukhdev Goswami no Bhagavatam, who saying? Shiv Thakur, Aham Vetmi Sukho Vetti. Shiv Thakur say, I know Bhagavatam. Sukhdev no Bhagavatam. Vaisdev no, he are not, he understand, he are no understand, he know, he are not know, this is doubtful. Why? Bhakta Bhagavatam Gajyam. Nacha Buddha, Nacha Tikaya. Anybody has relationship within Bhakta devotee, respecting Bhakta. Bhakta is close to God. Bhakta is mercy anybody for. Then the understanding Bhagavatam. Realizing Bhagavat is two types of. One Bhakta Bhagavat, one Granta Bhagavat. You reading only books, Granta Bhagavat, then you never understanding, no realizing. Bhakta Bhagavat devotees, Suddha Bhakta, their Bhaktas you respecting, then Bhakta's heart is melting. There too, this Unnato Jararasa, Suddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti is coming. Heart melting and then Bhakti Devi, bursting in Bhakta's heart. Other way, market possible you collecting? Anywhere, any garden house, anywhere, your holy places? No. Bhakta, heart is Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi, looking, Bhaktas are happy with him. Then Bhakti Devi automatic going there. So now Prabhupada is saying, you are respecting all Bhaktas, serving. And all Bhaktas' goodness and qualities you taking. Why? Before his newspaper printing, and he is every day all Bhaktas' glories. This Bhakta is meeting, this Bhakta, this glories, this Bhakta, I am meeting this Bhakta like this. He, all are glories and Harikatha, essence is his summary is every day giving. Prabhupada very happy with him. Only this purpose. Like temple come. No like any brahmachari, Bhakta, devotees, no. Only was founder, Manta Acharya, with his good relation. But that person no long lasting. This person is quickly will be crazy mad. Why? He's disobey all are. He crossing overtake, jumping and going in there. But who protecting him? He no understanding. Mahabhagavat. This Madhusudan Maharaj has this is specialities. There are Prabhupada telling you. Bhagavat class giving. Ek bhakti, ek bhagavat, bhakti rasa patra. Are ek bhagavat, bhakti rasa shastra. One rasa shastra and rasa patra. Rasa, how to collecting? No pot, no plate, no place. To bhaktas are bhakti rasa patra. Are one bhakti rasa shastra. Mahaprabhu is telling this. Dui Bhagavad Diya, Karailo, জগতে উদ্ধার। ভক্তির সে পাত্র অ্যান্ড ভক্তির শাস্ত্র ডিস্টু ভাগবতম উইথ ইজ মহাপ্রভু হেল্পিং ওয়ার ওয়ার্ল্ড এভরিবডি। তো প্রভুপাদ ফার্স্ট টাইম ইন হিজ লাইফ টাইম হিজ ফার্স্ট ভাগবতম গিভিং হিম অ্যান্ড টেলিং ইজ ডিউইং ক্লাস। দ্যাট ফর দিস মহারাজ এনি ইউ আর গোয়িং কন্টিনিউ সেভেন ডেইজ হ্যাঁ হি গিভিং ভাগবত ক্লাস। হি ইজ মিটিং উইথ ইন আবার মহারাজ ইয়া ত্রিবিক্রম মহারাজ ইয়া আদার আর উইথ ইজ অনলি বাস হিজ হরিকথা ভাগবতম আদার থিংস নো দিস থিংস উইথ ইজ হেল্পিং অল। তো জাস্ট নাও হিয়ারিং ফার্স্ট টাইম ইন বোম্বে প্রভুপাদ প্রিচিং দেন টেলিং নর্তমানন্দ প্রভু ইউ উইল বি হেয়ার আফটার সাম টাইম প্রভুপাদ টেকিং হিম দিল্লি ওকে ইউ উইল বি ক্যাপিটাল হেয়ার ইউ প্রিচিং অ্যান্ড হেয়ার টেম্পল ইউ টেক কেয়ার আফটার হেয়ার টু টেকিং হিম পাটনা এলাহাবাদ দিস বারাণসী অল গয়া অল সেন্টার আফটার সেন্টিং হিম মাদ্রাস অল টাইম এভরিওয়ার লাইক সিক্স মান্থ ওয়ান ইয়ার ইজ প্রিচিং হিজ ইংলিশ ইজ ভেরি গুড অলসো হিজ প্রিচিং হার্টফেল টাচ নো লাইক দিস হোকার স্পিকার ওয়াই অল হ্যাজ নো রিয়েলাইজেশন নো রেসপেক্ট নো ফেথ এনিথিংস ফর অনলি স্পিকিং 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 সাম ব্যালেন্স লাইক ইজ সাম রিজার্ভ হোয়াট আই এম স্পিকিং আই ডোন্ট নো নো আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং স্পিকিং স্পিকিং হোয়াট স্পিকিং বাট নো মহাভাগবত ডিফারেন্স। তো প্রভুপাদ অ্যান্ড গুরুবর্গজ বাই মার্সি অ্যান্ড ভক্ত মার্সি হি ইজ এভরি সাকসেসফুল অ্যান্ড হি ইজ কালেক্টিং মেনি স্কলার্স মেনি হার্ট ইজ স্টিলিং অ্যান্ড অফারিং প্রভুপাদ। আফটার প্রভুপাদ ষষ্ঠ ঠাকুর দেন ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ার্স সামটাইম আফটার দে আর উইথ ইন কেশব গোস্বামী মহারাজ পরম গুরুদেব আফটার সামটাইম পরম গুরুদেব গিভিং অর্ডার ভক্তিরক শ্রীধর মহারাজ রিকোয়েস্টিং ইউ হ্যাঁ ডুইং ভজন সেপারেট এভরিবডি ইজ অল আর দেন ওপেনিং ওন ওন সেন্টার দে ডুইং ভজন বাট কলিং গৌর পূর্ণিমা টাইম ব্যাস পূজা টাইম রথযাত্রা টাইম এভরিবডি মিটিং অল আর কম্বাইন্ড নট সেপারেট সেপারেট হ্যাঁ এভরি ইয়ার আই এম শ্রী ভক্তিজীবন জনার্দন গোস্বামী মহারাজ কামিং ব্রজমণ্ডল পরিক্রমা গৌরমণ্ডল পরিক্রমা বাট লাস্ট অফ ডে গৌর পূর্ণিমা ডে দে গোয়িং ওন টেম্পল ওয়াই দ্যাট ডে ওন অভিষেক অ্যান্ড মেনি বাট সামটাইম পরম গুরুদেব টেলিং নো টু ডে ইউ গিভিং ক্লাস অ্যান্ড দেন গোয়িং সি ইয়েস ইউর ডিজায়ার তো অল আর মিটিং বাট হরিকথা অনলি সিদ্ধান্তী মহারাজ জনার্দন মহারাজ মধুসূদন মহারাজ দে আর স্পিকিং হরিকথা অল টাইম পরম গুরুদেব হেয়ারিং আফটার স্পিকিং সামথিং বাট অল টাইম হি ইজ হেয়ারিং হি সে মাই গড ব্রাদার্স এনিথিং ইজ ডিস্ট্রিবিউটিং মাই গুরু মহারাজ গুরু প্রসাদম আদার পার্সন গিভিং আদার থিংস বাই মাই গড ব্রাদার্স গিভিং মি মাই গুরু মহারাজ প্রসাদ দিস ইজ নট অ্যাভেলেবেল দ্যাট আই এম কামিং হেয়ার আই এম থিঙ্কিং ও হাউ এম ক্রুয়েল অল বৈষ্ণবাস রেমুনেন্টস আই এম নট টেকিং নো হেয়ারিং দেন I am going distance to them. I am going out of line. Therefore, first is Shravan, then Kirtan. And only I am doing Kirtan, no hearing, no Shravan, then I am going far away. Param Guru Maharaj, all time is silence, but is he speaking? Hearing. So all, but Bhaktivinoda Madhusudan Maharaj, Harikatha, মিতন সে সারাংশ বাঁচাই বাগ্মিতা ভেরি এসেন্স দ্যাট ইজ স্পিকিং ভেরি সুইট হ্যাঁ অলসো এনি টাইপস অফ কোশ্চেন এনি হাউ বুঝবার ত্রিবিক্রম মহারাজ হামাজ ফিলোজিক্যাল পার্সন বাবা ক্রিটিক্যাল হিজ কোশ্চেন বাট অল টাইম এভরিথিং এভরিথিং হি ইজ গিভিং সলিউশন সলভিং Trivikram Maharaj, like his Madhusudan Maharaj near, like his, you know, snake cobra, cooling, like his earthworm. Silence. Parangumai was fighting his Trivikram Maharaj, arguing, right, quarreling. But Madhusudan Maharaj near, not possible. Silence complete. Paramahansa is telling, he is like our spiritual friends. But Madhusudan Maharaj, very proud, meaning pakka. He is near, not possible to arguing. He is making cooling quickly, silence, fire like off, no more high. So this Maharaj, preaching everywhere, but after his opening one center, where? In Navad Mayapur, one Bardhaman, Mithapukur. Bardhaman also, his truth place is changing. Sometimes here, sometimes there, after his last time, Mithapukur. And one center he has, I'm thinking, Puri. So three centers, three acharya now, also they are now old. Now, bus. Now spreading many big. So today he disappears. At that time, I am present in Navadvip with the devotees, bhaktas. Then Maharaj disappears. Then all are gone Mayapur. And there is his samadhi and everything. All Gaudiya-mutt like him. Everybody, Chaitanya-mutt, everybody come. And big procession. After Vaishnava rules is Samadhi after, they are making Virahasava and big festival. No late, today, tomorrow, no. Just now, same day, they are going journey. Vaikuntha, yeah, Golok Vrindavan going. Then therefore, Pushpanjali, nice offering. After Harikatha, after at the time arranging nice festival. I'm come Mathura, then I'm asking Maharaj. Maharaj is gone, then you not arranging nice festival here also, Mathura. Say you arranging festival, you doing. I say why not? Every day festival is good. He say Harikatha festival. His Harikatha not hearing, his glory is not hearing. Only foodstuff, cooking and eating, buffalo. Harikatha is nice feast. Then I say you okay. Then you evening Harikatha speaking. Say yes, oh not one day, continue, oh, 1 month speaking. I said, boss, very good. Then he's good. Then he's many things speaking, many things. First time how meeting, how he's preaching, after how much relation, heart to heart, how is affection and heartfelt touch relation within Vaishnavas. Mahabhagavata, it is no relation, then never you feeling is well. All time, heart burn, dryness, no sweetness, no nectar. Nectar for only one way, by hook and crook, not possible. By force is not possible. But you respecting, this respect is, faith is automatic pulling you, connecting. This is only one way. The today's disappears day. Praying there, how is serving Prabhupada and Guru Bhargava? All are like will be not disappointed, pointed with Guru Padma, no Vaishnava. Vaishnava family not too available now. A Vaishnava family very nice everywhere, very sweet also. But Vaishnava family very bitter. Why there is chastising, there is giving strong speaking. And too much shaking, too much like thunderbolt, then is big problem, earthquake coming. But Abhishna outside very sweet, but inside is black and Koltar no oil canoe. Therefore, don't jump in oil canoe. Then finish. So today praying, Mahabhagat Guru Bhargava is near. Mostly our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Mahabhagavata, Vaishnavas near. They are giving bliss for us. No going out of line. Possible one day, took shelter. They are giving also shelter forever. Gaur Pramandi Hari Hari Bhagavan.